I'm joined this afternoon by Wendy Francis from the Australian Christian Lobby. Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon.
You're welcome, Josh. Thanks for having me.
It was reported last week that Reverend Peter Catt of the St. John's Cathedral in Brisbane formed the Progressive Christian Voice Australia. What exactly is the Australian Christian Lobby's position on where these guys are standing from? What are the thoughts on the Progressive Christian Voice Australia and their support of gay marriage? Is that something that concerns the Australian Christian Lobby at all?
Look, I think as in most, or not if not all, lobby groups, there will be things we agree with them on and things that we don't agree with them on. I think any time a new lobby group or a new group stands up to be involved in politics, it's great. It's all part of the democratic process. I work with Peter Catt on one committee at the moment, but I've worked with him in the past on a number of different things, and we get on well. On the issue of same-sex marriage, we disagree. But that's part of the dialogue that I think needs to happen, and we need to have that debate. So I welcome their entrance into the political lobbying scene.
Are there also any other major policy differences between the two parties?
Do you know, I can't really think of any. Perhaps on the surrogacy issue, but I haven't talked to Peter. But for me, same-sex marriage and surrogacy and children is linked. So I'm not sure where Peter would stand on that or where the new lobby group would stand on that. But for me, it's all linked together because it's about children. So perhaps we would disagree on that.
Catt has actually been quoted as, the real concern I have is that the ACL position is being seen as the Christian position when there is evidence to suggest that it is, in fact, it represents a minority of the Christian view. Would you agree with that statement, or would you say that that there's sort of a split between what the Christian view is on these particular issues?
It's a very hard thing to say whether we represent a minority or a majority or what it is. We don't really have figures on that. We don't try and be a church ourselves. We do try and represent a biblical perspective. But as you would know, and your listeners would know, there is a huge perspective covered within the Christian denominations. And so we understand that Peter will be representative of a number of Christians. There are some key issues that I think all Christians are in agreement on, and those are issues around the Lord Jesus, that he lived, that he died, that he rose again. Those are issues that are key. But on moral issues such as marriage, there are a diverse number of different issues and a diverse number of different opinions on that, yeah.
Is there a middle ground that both parties are sort of trying to find in such a polarised debate with issues such as these? Is there some things that are... That obviously we're trying to find some fairness here, and obviously there are the same concerns and there are the same beliefs between the two parties, not to get that confused, but are they trying to find a middle ground in a typically polarised debate?
I think compromise is what politics is all about, and so in the recent big debate about civil partnerships in Queensland, I was opposed to the civil partnerships. Peter Catt was in favour of the civil partnerships. In the end, what we've ended up with is a relationship register, and I actually think both of us can live with that. So I think, yes, there is a middle ground in some issues, and that's probably a good example of that.
Okay. Also, could you explain the reasons why the ACL are not exactly supporting gay marriage?
Yeah, I can. The reason we don't support gay marriage is all about children. And I know that some people say, well, you don't get married just to have children, and this is true. But I don't believe that the state has any real interest in anybody's love life. I believe that the government, the only reason they have an interest in anybody's relationship is for the next generation, and that is our children. So, I mean, the Galaxy polls will all... show that support for gay marriage is certainly on the rise in Australia. But if you ask people if children, wherever possible, should be raised by their biological mother and father, then you have 73% saying yes, definitely. So you sort of can't have both. People are confused about it because they're thinking that this is just about marriage equality or equal love. And as I say, while not all marriages involve children, having children and nurturing that next generation is really the primary reason the state has any interest at all in a law to define marriage. So I don't believe that the government has any business in the love of two adults, but that it is interested in the biological parents of a child and encouraging those parents to stay together wherever possible.
Yes, because we all know that, of course, the ACL's main concern is of course, the family and the children. I mean, we saw last year the ads that were put up in bus shelters. Of course, you were part of, the ACL in general was part of getting those taken down with concerns of the effects they might actually have on children as well.
Because any sexualized advertising in public, I believe, is not in the best interests of children.
Absolutely. What do you think of the counter arguments that everyone should have equal rights? I think we might have just covered that.
Yeah, look, you know, when it comes to equal, what is equal? I mean, we've just had the Paralympics. We wouldn't expect the Paralympic people to be on an equal footing for someone who has two legs to run against somebody who has one leg. I mean, and yet we say that they're equal in value. Equal in value, absolutely. Every single person on this earth is equal in value, but we're not necessarily equal in function. And when it comes to the family, there is a function that is required to have children, and that is for a man and a woman to come together. And the best place for that child is then to be with those two people.
What is the ACL's stance on Tasmania's new laws?
At the moment, it's 7 votes either way. With the marriage law, at the latest I've seen, and so to me it's unconstitutional. I think marriage has always been in the federal government sphere. So I believe that even if Tasmania passes some sort of a marriage law, that it will be fought in the High Court because it won't be constitutional. We don't want a mishmash of different marriage licenses and things being all around the country. We want one agreement on what marriage is in Australia.
Is there also a concern as well that if the law was to change and allow same-sex marriages, is there any concern for people who are currently married under the old constitution that their marriage might not be seen as a real marriage now? Is that a concern at all?
I don't think people should be concerned about that, but I do know that from an emotional perspective, there are many people who are worried about that, because what they're worried about is it changes the very meaning of marriage, and so it changes for them what their marriage actually stands for, and so that affects them personally. I believe that the government will maintain all the legal ramifications in place for them as they were when they got married. But it definitely changes how they feel about their marriage, because it changes the definition of what marriage is.
Absolutely. Is the progressive group a contradiction in terms, given that you're both following the same text and religious groups have always had a hard time, had a very hard line with gay marriage? Is that something that's sort of come up in discussion as well?
Yeah, look, I think the New Lobby group has a problem even within its denomination, because you would see the Anglican Church around Australia has very different positions. So last night we had Peter Jensen on Q&A, very strongly in favour of marriage remaining between a man and a woman. And so I think that this lobby group is coming out not necessarily against ACL, but I do think that they've actually come out probably more against their own denomination. So there is a problem there. And I don't believe that the New Lobby group is representative of the majority of Christians in Australia.
Finally, are there any other issues aside from gay marriage? I know you've probably been asked a lot about it, but are there any other issues that the ACL is currently concerning itself with recently?
Yes, there are. In Queensland at the moment, adoption is at an all-time low, and we really feel that this is something that needs to be addressed, because particularly young girls, when they are pregnant and they don't feel that they can be, they don't feel that they can cope with having a child, there really are no viable options for them. And the number of adoptions, local adoptions in Queensland, are certainly in single figures every year. if not almost non-existent. And at the same time, we have a lot of couples who are infertile, desperately wanting children. And so we're talking to the Newman government, and they are prepared to remove some of the red tape around adoption. But this is not going to be something that can be a quick fix. It's going to take a lot of research with a lot of different organisations, with Jigsaw and with other people who are involved in adoption, because we all know that there's been some tragic adoption stories as well in the past. But I do think that it's something that really needs to be looked at. So we've instigated a research project that's going to... The first stage will take about 6 months, but it will be fairly intense, but we really want to get some good outcomes from that.
Absolutely. Of course, most of the concerns of the ACL is on the family and on children as well. So thank you very much for speaking to me this afternoon, Wendy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Josh.